Now, well, as I've said, coming back to this, I want you to hear some of these wonderful women I've met, because I've been retracing some of Sylvia Pankhurst's steps as part of a new series for Woman's Hour. And I'm very happy to say, here's the first instalment from when I visited the Dudson Pottery in Stoke-on-Trent and spoke to some of the women working very hard on the factory floor about their work, home lives and hopes for the future.
My name's Tracy Taylor. I work in the cup shop. I'm a handle cutter. So what we do is the handles are cast round there. They're brought round by Sam. Sam then takes the seams off them. Then obviously I have to cut them into the shape of the cup.
How many do you do a day?
It depends really, to be honest. If it's a big handle like this, you probably get about 3,700.
3,700 a day?
Yeah.
Do you have to hit 3,700?
They do like you to, let's put it that way. They don't obviously tell you off if you don't, but they do like you to.
When you walk onto the factory floor, the first thing that hits you is the heat and the noise. A whopping 40,000 pieces of crockery are packed here every day, and the space is vast, covering nearly 10 acres. There's a strong smell of cooked clay, and while there's far more machinery than people working, the people that you do see are bent over their workstations, doing their tasks again and again and again.
We have 15 minutes for breakfast and then we have 25 minutes for dinner.
Okay.
And then we probably finish about, 4:37, ready for clean up and everything to go home.
And so that entire time when you're not on your break, you're just cutting?
Yes.
Do you have to moisturise a lot?
Do, yeah. Like I say, clay's very, especially with us doing china as well, the china's very dry.
Heavy moulding machinery helps turn big slugs of clay into cups and plates, but a fair amount of work is still done by hand. Tracy earns £6.67 an hour. She's been working in pots for over 20 years and has been at Dudson for the last 15. She works from 8 to 5, Monday to Thursday, and it's early finish on Fridays at 2. I went to meet her at her workstation, where she sits opposite another colleague all day, every day. What immediately caught my eye was their poster wall of famous and not so famous men that they fancy.
I like this.
Yeah, it takes them.
Is this what gets you through the day?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it does.
Who's the favourite man?
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I was noticing there's a lot of Gerard Butler.
Let me show you this one. This is a man that works around there. He actually works around there if you want me to.
He's got a lovely body.
He's a beaut, isn't he?
He's got a sock on his.
Yeah, it was for charity, so it's not too bad. But we've had to move him in the cupboard.
Why? Who told you off?
There's been a few comments made, shall I say, so we've had hide him away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I do, actually, yeah. I mean, the job is really, really boring. But because I work with Sam and we have a good laugh and we talk about everything and whatever, it does make the day go quick.
Is Sam a similar age to you?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so you like best mates outside
yeah,
of work as well?
Yeah, we go out all the time. We're going for tattoos together tomorrow, so what? The first one, yeah.
Oh my God, are you?
Yeah.
What are you having?
Well, I've got 8 now, so, but it's Sam's first one.
Oh, it's her first one?
Yes.
Have you convinced her?
Yeah. I have. It took me 2 years, but yeah, I'm getting there. She's having a daughter's name on her wrist, and I'm having some lyrics.
So. Lyrics? Okay, what do I need to know? I'm
Ed Sheeran.
Scared of tattoos. Which one?
The Take Me Into Your Loving Arms, Kiss Me Under the Light of a Thousand Stars.
Take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my feet.
That's a lot of words.
So I'm having that.
Does it hurt?
No. You've not got any, no.
No?
No.
Not yet. Maybe if I sat with you for 2 years.
Oh, yes, you would. Maybe it won't take me 2 years. I'm very hard to convince.
Okay, so going back to work a minute, sorry. So you say it's very boring.
Yes.
Very honest about that.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you sort of get through it?
Just basically with Sam, just like you say, just talking all day and, you know, listening to the music and things like that. And it's like I say, it is a very, very boring, mundane job, but, you know, it pays the wages and gets me out of the house every day.
What do you spend your wages on?
I don't treat myself very often because obviously with being a single parent and whatever, money's quite tight. I go, to my dad down the pub on a Sunday and basically that's it. Every now and again, you know, I'll treat myself to a pair of jeans or a dress or a top or something. like this tattoo tomorrow. I've had to save up for a few weeks to go and get that done, because like I say, there's no spare money. I mean, they don't pay well on here, to be honest.
I'm Jane Cartwright. I'm a fetla sponger, which basically means that I take a very rough looking teapot, salt and pepper jugs, and I will sponge and smooth it over so it looks like something that you would like on your dinner table. Just use my knife now to take off the rough edges and seams.
So apart from sort of carving it off the edges with the knife,
yep,
the rest of it's all done with a sponge and water.
Yes. Yeah.
So the fettler bit of your job is the knife bit?
Yep, fettling's knife and sponging, obviously,
and then
is the sponging bit. I mean, now I'm on china, which is delicate.
Is it quite nice to think that you could be drinking from a teapot that you've made?
We will scribe our number on in this department.
So what's your number?
My number's 2. So when we're in restaurants, we do have a tendency to tip up and say, oh, that's mine.
Sylvia Pankhurst noted in her articles that women had to carry out their domestic chores before they got to work. Effectively, they were working a double shift. Well, 100 years on, it seems that this is still the case with most of the women I spoke to for this series, no more so than Jane. She's 39, works 30 hours a week so she can look after her 2 girls, Skylar, who's 8, and Jolie, who's 12, and autistic, and goes to a special school.
Yes, I am very busy. I am literally, once I've shipped my kids off, if you like, I am here. I go home to pick them up, wait for my other daughters to come home from school, and then it's the general day-to-day women's stuff, if you like. I shouldn't really say that, but...
So what's women's stuff?
I will get home from picking the kids up from school, and then I will start to prepare tea. I don't do easy microwave stuff, so I will prepare a proper tea every night. Then the kids, if we've got homework, we will go through homework. I'm quite strict with routine. I have Monday's ironing day, Thursday's my big clean day. I do find time to go training in the gym, and I run. That's my spare time thing.
So what time do you go to bed every night?
In bed, generally about 10:30.
What time do you get up?
I get up at 6. I sort myself out first, have my breakfast, then I get my girls up, sort their breakfast, sort their lunch boxes. My oldest daughter has a taxi to school, my youngest I take to school, and then I'm into work.
And you make breakfast for your husband as well?
Most days, yes. He will do it himself, but it depends if I'm looking busy or if I've just got up and done it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you make your husband's lunch?
I do make his lunch, yes. I do the sandwiches the night before. I don't pack it in his bag. He does that himself, but I do prepare it.
See, if I was to say to you, more broadly speaking, do you think men and women are treated equally in Britain today? What would you say?
Yeah. I don't see anything to say other than that, really.
So you feel equal to men?
Oh, I definitely feel I'm equal to men.
Okay, but you do all the housework?
Yes, but that's my choice.
Okay.
That's not because he puts that on me.
So are you motivated to come to work by money?
No, I come to work, originally it was money. I come to work now because, yes, we do need money to live. My money is a lot less than his, but that does pay for the things to keep us comfortable. Work is a break for me. My family life is very busy, and with my daughter, it can be quite mentally taxing. So work for me is a break. I come to work, I can get on with my job. It's a pretty stress-free job. Don't get too much hassle, we get on with it.
Tracy is a single mum. Though her son Darren is grown up, he lives at home and doesn't do much around the house.
He doesn't do things at home because I think he knows that I will do it. And I think that's why he doesn't.
But do you think you've encouraged him to think that women do those jobs?
Yeah.
Are you worried about that for the next woman?
Yes. I mean, my dad tells me all the time, I should give him more responsibility in this, that and the other. I should. I know I should. Even down to, like, the DIY and things like that, I always get my dad round, even though Darren's there. But, yeah, I do. It's my fault, I know it is. He does tidy his room every now and again. I do give him that.
After the pots have been smoothed over by Jane, they're fired, decorated, glazed, and fired again. Eventually, they find their way to Sue Harrison, She's 58 and earns £6.54 an hour. And she's been here for 15 years and works as a gloss selector. She shows me how she and her colleagues painstakingly check every bit of pottery before it gets packed up and leaves the factory.
So this one here, that's a dunted one. So that won't make a grade either.
I don't understand. Does that mean that there's a hole or...?
There's something wrong in the clay, yeah.
So it should just ting?
It should just ting like that. Not like that.
So if I put a nut on a pencil at home in a bowl...
And it did that. It's no good. I do like it there. Nobody bothers you. I tend to sit down. But I've always sat on my own. So... It's basically what I've always known. So,
what was interesting when I was researching Sylvia Pankhurst, you know, she was very interested in the physical impact that people's jobs had on them. She said one of the girls had round shoulders. She also talked about wrist drop and other things that were happening in the factories. Would you recognise any of that?
Your shoulders do ache. After a bit, you find yourself doing that, and you will stand up to try and take the pressure off your back a bit. And sometimes your wrist does ache. Then we'll just go on to something smaller. What they've started doing with us now since occupational health have been in. So one day you'll be on what we call big wear, which is anything over 10 inches. Then the next day you'll be on the small wear, which will act sources, 6-inch, 8-inch. Okay. So they do rotators now, yes.
What about the psychological impact of quite repetitive work?
Sometimes it's boring. It is boring if you're doing the same thing all the time, like you do go in a bit of a... days kind of thing, but we do try to mix it up a bit so you don't just get in a mode of just plonking through it, but yes, we do try to mix it up a bit where possible, yeah, so that we don't go into that mode.
What do you think about when you work?
I think about what I'm going to do when I go home, what's on the telly, I'm going shopping, what do I need for shopping, just mundane things, basically, yeah. And family members and whatever, yeah.
Do you have children?
I do, but they're grown-up children. They're not at home. That's good.
And I don't know, is your husband working?
No, my husband had to retire through ill health.
When you get home, do you make the dinner, typically?
I will do the dinner, but he will fetch me from work. He will bring me to work because I don't drive. I will do the meals, but he will do the cleaning and he will do the washing up.
Because you've had enough of plates.
I've had enough of plates.
But yeah, so he helps out.
Yes, he does.
Because the other thing, Sylvia, when she was making these notes about people's lives, was kind of this idea of the double shift that women were having to do, because they had to do everything at home.
Yes. But he's very good. He's very good. He'll do the ironing and everything.
Okay, so you do have that support.
Yes, I do, yeah.
And do you look around your working world and I don't know, British society as a whole, and do you feel that it's equal for women and men now?
No, I still don't think it's as equal for women as it is for men. No, I don't.
In what way? How do you see the inequality?
I seem to think as they take more notice of the men than they do of the women, basically.
Do you think about work when you leave it, or is it when you finish, you just finish?
No, I still think about work. I'm thinking, I hope I manage to finish the production what I was expected to do.
A lot of pressure then, because you are seeing thousands of items.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. Like today, Friday, we have to try and get everything out by Friday, and today we've been told we want all Nando's gone. So that's the rush for today. You do try your best. Everybody tries their best, yeah.
Tracy, Jane and Sue all said that responsibilities at home had in some way stopped them from achieving at work. Though now the kids are older, Jane thinks there could be progression for her at Dudson's, or maybe she will try and make a business out of becoming a personal fitness trainer. Meanwhile, Tracy and Sue really look forward to the day when they no longer have to clock on and clock off.
Given that I got into training, I would like to do something along that lines. It's the first thing that's actually interested me in a long time, because you just tend to get on with your job and carry on. And having kids, it kind of puts a bit of a stop to anything that you want to do because you haven't got the time to put in.
Do you think you'll do it?
Maybe. It's a never say never kind of thing.
If I could daydream about anything, it would be having enough money to go and buy a house somewhere else, somewhere nice and warm.
Whereabouts?
Turkey.
Would you buy a place there if you
could? Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I want to do lots of things I haven't been able to do with my husband. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do, yeah.
But what type of things?
Go away for weekends and not worry about got come back for work. And if I want to do something, do it. Not think, oh, I can't do that, I'm too tired. I can do it. And I'm not worried about getting back on time. If I'm not back in a certain time, it doesn't matter. I'll stay over another night. Go places I haven't been. I've never been to Scotland. I've never been to London. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
That was me talking to Tracy Taylor, Jane Cartwright and Sue Harrison, who work at the Dudson Pottery in Stoke-on-Trent as part of a new series recreating some of Sylvia Pankhurst's pioneering journey.